It is carnival time throughout South America. Brazilians celebrate with elaborate parades and music, usually samba. But a different style of music is taking hold in Brazil. It's called funky carioca. This mixture of hip-hop, samba, and electronic music is played at street parties that are known as bailes. These parties may be a thing of the past, though, as Rio's police clean up the city's notorious slums, called favelas, ahead of the World Cup and the Olympics. Marlon Bishop explains.
Hear that? That's the Brazilian music style, funky carioca, blasting in one of Rio's hillside favelas. It's a tornado of sound that rattles your entire body. The sound emanates from several walls of speakers, 30 by 15 feet, tricked out with LED displays and pyrotechnic flamethrowers. Thousands of young partygoers show up to drink and dance till sunrise. Meanwhile, just to make sure everybody knows who's in charge, members of the drug mafias that control the favelas and pay for the events saunter around, their automatic weapons pointed to the sky. It happens every weekend night, and the beat is always funky. Today, funky is one of the most popular genres throughout Brazil. But here in Rio, the open-air raves where the sound originated are rapidly disappearing. Over the last 3 years, the city's military police has been invading the favelas, kicking out the drug mafias, and occupying the communities with a permanent police force.
The police have made it very clear that these events are connected to the drug trade, in their opinion, and therefore cannot happen.
That's Gregory Scruggs, a Fulbright researcher who is studying the effects of pacification on musical life in Rio's favelas. He says that Brazilians rich and poor have largely applauded the pacification program, but one controversial side effect is that the weekly bailes were stopped at 20 favelas.
And it's been a point of conflict because these are, in many ways, one of the only opportunities for leisure and entertainment for young people in these communities for free, which for those who are of modest means is a pretty big deal.
Scruggs says that in cases where bailes were eventually allowed to go on, they have been declawed by regulations that force DJs to end early or to play at unrealistically low volumes. In one case, a small riot broke out when police tried to pull the plug on a party. That's the kind of thing that gets MC Leonardo's blood boiling. Leonardo is president of Apafunky, a sort of political action group for the funky community, and he's a vocal opponent of the recent crackdown on the music. He says the city is taking the wrong approach if they're serious about keeping the next generation of favela residents away from a life of crime.
There's a struggle in Rio to pick up the young people so they don't just increase the number of dead or jailed. But when you go and criminalize the music a young person is listening to, you've already lost him. You've lost him.
Of course, not everybody is mourning the crackdown. Funky has many critics as well, especially those who deem its lyrics and antics degrading to women. According to hip-hop artist DJ Ninu, the pacifications might actually be a good thing for the local music scene. He says that musicians from other genres now feel safe to enter the favelas to play concerts, giving residents the chance to broaden their musical tastes.
Centralizada, só o funk e o funk e o funk, não.
Before it was just funky, funky, funky. Now we are seeing other options, from rock to electronic music to reggae. I think the pacification is giving people in the favelas the opportunity at last to get to know new artists and new types of music.
Even as favela bailes are under duress, funky musicians are finally winning some recognition from mainstream Brazilian society. MC Leonardo now hosts a live daily radio show on Rádio Nacional, the hallowed station of Golden Age Samba. According to the station's director, many of Brazil's most popular music styles were considered lowbrow at one point. Meanwhile, in 2009, Rio's state government passed a law officially declaring funky as a cultural movement. As the pacification process continues, the bailes may continue to come under threat, but funky carioca will likely secure its place in the canon of Brazilian music. For The World, I'm Marlon Bishop.
To see Brazilians getting down to some funky carioca, bust a move over to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins, and we're back tomorrow.